Reformed Church.
It is a cool thing to know that the Lord, what he wants people to see, I mean, obviously what he wants you to see, right? And what he wants other people to see is not like your ancestry. It's not, you know, where you came from. It's not all of these carnal things that sometimes people identify themselves with. Like, that's none of what God wants people to see. But what God wants, you know, God doesn't want people to see, you know, the life that you lived before. You know, sometimes there are people sometimes that are afraid to come to church because of, and I'll tread lightly here not to get into other things, but they're afraid to come into church because of what they've done and where they've been, right? But that's not anything of what the Lord saved you for, right? I've just been reminded just within the last 3 days or so that all the Lord has ever wanted is just for us to come to him. Like, that was all. Like, the plan before the foundation of the world had nothing to do, which is where I think that prayer came from just a second ago, but it was just for us to come to him. It wasn't, you know, what have you done? We hadn't done anything yet, right? Kind of like the babies, I think, that were in Rachel or Rebecca's belly. I think it was Rebecca, right? Where she said, before those boys had done anything right or wrong yet, right? The Lord already knew that there was one of them that would believe, right? One of them that would receive. So it has nothing to do with actions. It's just the Lord calling, right? Calling, and he still calls out to the world, and hopefully that is through his church, right? To just come to him. So especially us that have come and have received and have drank and received, you know, the Spirit of God and have his fullness on the inside of us, that we would never get caught up in that little trap or get caught up in a thing that you think that there is anything about ourselves that should be seen. In other words, that we would kind of put something out there to want to show something of ourselves, because all that the Lord wants is for his beauty to be able to be seen. In other words, his glory that we have on the inside of us. I mean, how crazy would it be to have all this glory on the inside of us and then us showing on the outside all this outside carnal junk that is ugly and doesn't really amount to anything, is profitless for people, right? But to be able to show like what we have in us, what he's put on the inside of us, to be, you know, Miss Lindsay has one of her songs, I think it's Bursting Forth, that talks about it even, that we that have drunken and have the Spirit of God, that we would be able to show forth, right, the glory that, in other words, to show what you're made of, right? The world, I know, uses that in a different way, but to literally show people our new creation now, that they would see that, right? And not think that we need ever to show anything or anyone like this outward doing, this outward talent or this outward thing, right? But that just as much as we depend, you know, and we acknowledge the Lord, that it would also be in our thinking, like, what do I want people to see? Like, how do I want people to know me? You know, when people know you at work, like, what is it that they know? What is it that they see about you? Now, it doesn't necessarily have to mean, oh, that they know yet that you're a Christian, that they know whatever, but it's that even by the very works that are done, by the things that you do, by the excellence of the way that things are done, that they're not done because we have a personality trait from something that drives us, right? But that it is the rest of the Spirit of God that we're functioning, and then they see that. Because, can I tell you something? You know the difference between when you are so stressed out about something and you're nervous about it and you're so concerned about it and then it ends up working out, it was okay. But when we're stressed out about something that we're doing, right, chances are that the Lord is working things out still for your good, but that's not really him doing all that, right? Because when the Lord is working, that doesn't bring stress. When the Lord is working, it brings rest to you, right? So it's just something to think about, like, what is it that we want people to see? And ultimately, you know, when we're doing things, whatever it is that we're doing, it doesn't matter what it is that we're doing, but that what, you know, when you have rest as you're working, like, that is the thing that God wants you to, I mean, we have obviously entered into his rest, but the Lord wants you to be a partaker of that which he's put in you. And what better way to do that than to be able to use it in day-to-day life so that as people get to know you, what they're really getting to know is the Lord, right? What they're really getting to know is the Lord. You know, a lot of this is coming from, I won't get into that because I said I was going to tread lightly, so I won't get into stuff. But I'll just leave you with that. It's been something really good. Just as I've been thinking about it, meditating on it myself, like Lord, it's you, you know. Just as we think and you're praying and you're just talking to the Lord, like Lord, it's you that I want people to see. It's things that are so unnatural, right? Things that you could speak to people that just touch them, like the things that you say to them that they don't even know how you even knew to ask something like that, right? And maybe you didn't even know why you were asking something like that. But you just had a desire come on you to ask something, to do something, right? You know, even with day-to-day work, the desires to do something is a good thing. Like a lot of times I know that we can have a plan and a method to what we're doing, but I love, and I know it may seem wrong to people in this world, right? But I'd like to just tell the Lord, you know what, Lord, why don't you show me what is the priority that I need to have with things? Lord, why don't you show me the thing that I should be working on? Why don't you show me the things that I should be addressing? So in other words, I'm not trying to work my day around what are the expectations of my boss, right? So that he's happy with me, right? What I'm trying to work around is, Lord, what is it that you know is important for me to do? See, because ultimately, I want the Lord to prosper me, which can prosper the place that you work or prosper the things that you're doing, prosper your family in what you're doing. And it doesn't have to be the way YouTube said to do it, right? And it doesn't have to be the way some person said, these are the steps that you do in order to succeed in this thing that you're doing. I would rather do something. And there's nothing wrong with watching YouTube videos and by doing things, you know, and trying to find out how the elite out there do it. But ultimately, it's an awesome thing to just acknowledge the Lord and to say, you know what, Lord, is this necessary for me to do? Do I have to follow these steps? Do I have to do it this way? There are things and ideas that the Lord will tell you and give you things to do that will even save you money. Like, you don't even have to do that. That's a waste of money in your use case to do this or that, right? In your job, you know, you don't, this, even though, right, your boss has said, this is the next thing, right? You could have a desire to do something that is after that, and it could just be all of a sudden a priority changed, and you were already there, already had it done. It just, you know, I'm all for, obviously, you know, submission to leadership, right? Submitting to one another in a marriage. I'm for all of that, right? But it's awesome to not get caught up in a method. And instead of getting caught up in a method, getting caught up in the Lord. You know, I can't do anything else because it's already there. We're already at time. But I'll stop right there. Awesome service we're going to have tonight. I know it's going to be an awesome thing, right? Get your head ready to be like, you know what, Lord, I'm ready to hear what it is that you're going to speak to me, right? What it is that you want to say to me. It could be, you know, Pastor Mike could be preaching, and it could be he could have one thing in his mind, and the Lord could be speaking something related, but not exactly even in the direction that he thought, right? And you're hearing something, the Lord is ministering something just to you, preparing you for things in your future, speaking things to come to you, right? Don't expect just to sit there and just have a normal experience, right? Let it be something that the Lord take you, and let yourself experience everything that the Lord has for you, right? You'll have more fun that way, believe me. It's more fun that way.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformedchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.